This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Despite the most enduring trade embargo in modern history, Cuba has been able to develop a quite impressive biotech and pharmaceutical industry. But the possibility of refreezing U.S.-Cuba relations in the Trump administration could affect international access to Cuban drugs, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Sometimes a simple human moment can make big things happen, like this. A woman named Gisela Gonzalez was visiting her Cuban family here in the U.S. She's a doctor, and she decided to give the local hospital a call. Now, it's not just any hospital. It's Roswell Park Cancer Center, one of the most renowned of its kind in America. Thomas Schwab works there, and he remembers what she said.
Hey, listen, I'm an immunologist. What are you guys doing?
That one cold call sparked an international partnership between the U.S. and Cuba. Now, the group is getting ready to launch a clinical trial of a vaccine for lung cancer. If it had been developed here, this would mean big money for the pharmaceutical companies. But it wasn't. It was developed in Cuba. Thomas Schwab at Roswell Park Cancer Center reminds us that the pharmaceutical business there is really different.
They are not primarily interested in big money from big pharma, and in part because they haven't had access to that.
Because, like everything else, the pharmaceutical industry in Cuba is run by the state. In the 1990s, it became an industry when Fidel Castro decided to invest a lot of money into it. Richard Feinberg is author of the book Open for Business, Building the New Cuban Economy. He says what Americans don't realize is that Cubans are producing a lot.
But what they haven't been able to do is really market on a global basis.
Cuba is selling some drugs to a few places, India, China, Brazil, to treat things like cholera, meningitis, and cancer.
But to really break into the big industrial markets, they need to form alliances with either large research centers or major pharmaceutical companies.
Now, with President-elect Donald Trump threatening to refreeze relations between the U.S. and Cuba, those alliances could be a lot tougher to make happen. Cancer researchers at Roswell Park just want this lung cancer vaccine available here. And it could happen. If it does, it's going to take a while. But Cuba has some 20 more cancer treatments on the island that Americans don't have access to. Yet. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.